There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes. Hey!
This Week in Radical History for the week starting October 6th. Inspiration came from the Slingshot Organizer. Radical info can be found at the Daily Bleed website. And some audio was borrowed from the Radio Roots crew at WBAI in New York. This Week in Radical History for October 7th.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
In 1879, labor organizer Joe Hill is born. He'd be killed on this date by the state of Utah after a sham trial. He wired his labor organizer's friends these words: I'd like to die a true blue rebel. Don't waste any more time mourning. Organize. And his last words in front of the firing squad was, fire.
San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill.
And it is right here where you will find more radical history. Like on October 7th in 1909, letting all principals know what's up, the U.S. consulate reports a revolution against the Nicaraguan government will begin on October 8th. Also on this date in 1934 in Brazil, green shirt fascists in Sao Paulo attempt to mimic Mussolini's march on Rome, only to be scattered in disarray when confronted by the anarchists and farm workers, who unite in opposition to the fascists. Also on this date in 1969, the Haymarket statue, a memorial to cops slain who fired on workers in 1886 in Chicago, is bombed, reported to be bombed by the Weather Underground. The mayor rebuilds the statue, and it is bombed again next year. Learning his lesson, the mayor rebuilds it again and has to place a 24-hour guard around the statue. Also on this date in 1969, black football players at the University of Wyoming are kicked off the team for protesting against the Mormons of Utah State for segregation at Brigham Young University. Also on October 7, 1987, religious zealous and hypocrite Pat Robinson acknowledges to the Wall Street Journal report that he's been less than candid about his wedding date and his first child was born only 10 weeks after his marriage. He follows a long line before him and after him, like family values man Ronald Reagan, who married his second wife Nancy, who had a baby 7 months after that, and hypocrite VP candidate Palin shotgun weddings. In your face, Christian family values. Two more items for October 7, 1990. Justice Department reports U.S. prison population doubled in the last 10 years. Worst in the Western world. Yeah, we're number one. We're number one. Lastly, in 1993, Guatemala, a mass grave of 150 women and children murdered by the U.S.-supported and trained Guatemala Army is opened. The U.S. government documents released in 1999 describes in chilling detail, often in cold bureaucratic language, how American advisors and their Cold War obsession spurred on the killing and hid the horrible secrets from the public. This Week in Radical History for October 8th only got a couple items. 1871, Mrs. O'Leary's cow starts a Chicago fire in the evening, kills over 200 and over 98,000 left homeless as 3.5 square miles of the city burn to the ground. As Chicago blazes away some 200 miles to the south, an even deadlier fire rips through Peshtigo, Wisconsin, completely razing to the town and killing 600 of its inhabitants. Over 1 million acres of forest was also consumed. Also for October 8, 1976, President Ford signs a bill to terminate Indian Claims Commission, ending any mechanism for repayment of land stolen from the tribes. In the year 2000, over 1,000 protesters gather to oppose Hong Kong's law prohibiting public demonstration by more than 30 people without permission of Officer Friendly. You know, why not do what freedom-loving, protecting United States does and give protesters free speech zones, nice pendant areas to express themselves? Also in the year 2000, that date, hey Saddam, beat this. American government releases documents showing it tested chemical and biological weapons in the open air in Alaska, Hawaii, Alberta, Canada, and Great Britain. We're number one. We're number one. This Week in Radical History for October 9th. breaking the myth once again that America was founded on religious freedoms. In 1635, Roger Williams, a member of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, an outspoken critic of the ill-treatment of Native Americans, is banished from the colonies for, quote, religious heresy, unquote.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Arturo Contreras. On this day, October 9th, in 1823, black American abolitionist and newspaper publisher Mary Ann Shad Carey was born in Wilmington, Delaware. When Mary was 17 years old, she opened a school for black children in Pennsylvania. 10 years later, the Fugitive Slave Act was passed and Mary moved to Canada, where she founded a racially integrated school, as well as establishing the Provincial Freeman, a newspaper that attacked slavery and promoted the education of blacks. After moving back to the U.S., Mary graduated from Howard Law School, becoming the second black woman in the U.S. to graduate with a law degree. During her career as a lawyer, Mary Ann Shad worked hard to achieve voting rights for women in America. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Also on this date in 1936, during a lettuce strike in Salinas, California, red flags appeared around town, specifically at intersections and power poles. Fearing communists, the local authorities took down the flags, only to discover later that they were part of a traffic check being made by the State Highway Division. Oops. Also on this date in 1969, 2,500 National Guard called into Chicago, Illinois, for the 9th through the 11th during the Weather Underground Days of Rage protest. For a great movie on the Weather Underground, to see a pretty reasonable evolution and delusion of political uprising in this country, see the Academy Award-nominated movie from 2 years ago, also called Weather Underground. Also on October 9, 1970 in England, the Italian Trade Center, Exhibition Building, Cork Street, London is bombed. Attacks simultaneously happen in Manchester, Birmingham, Paris, and against Italian state buildings. The attacks were claimed on behalf of an Italian anarchist murdered by the police in 1969, part of a large series of bombings for this year, believed to be attributed to the Anarchist Angry Brigade. Two more items for October 9, 1983. James Watts resigns as Reagan's Secretary of the Interior after referring to his appointment of a black, a woman, two Jews, and a cripple. Earlier in this week, one of Reagan's aides also pleads guilty to the involvement in the weapons for hostage trade Iran-Contra scandal.
We talk without words, and everybody understands. Just desserts, delivered by hand. Nobody move, or the CEO hits it in the face with cream and dough.
See them scramble to the top.
Lastly, for October 9, 1998, neoliberal economist Milton Friedman gets just desserts at the Marriott Hotel in San Francisco during the School Choice and Corporate America Conference. The Triple B field agents, custard and lemon meringue, approached him and let fly with tofu cream and sweet potato pies. Just desserts, delivered by hand. This week in Radical History for October 10th, 1609 in England. Jared Winstanley, founder of the Diggers, is born. The Diggers attempted to reform by leveling real property, the existing social order of the time, with an agrarian lifestyle based upon their ideas of the creation of a small, egalitarian rural communities. Their use of public lands in England enraged the local manor owners and townspeople, and the government would eventually put them all down. Here's a song about the Diggers written by Winstanley at the time, sung by the anarchist group Chumbawamba.
Stand up now, you noble diggers, all stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name, your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seeing cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold, stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise, the devil in them lies, and have blinded both their eyes, stand up now,
The clergy, they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy, they come in, stand up now. The clergy, they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law, stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, that they no vision saw, to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
A couple more items for October 10th, 1954 in Guatemala. CIA-sponsored Colonel Carlos Armas becomes president, via democracy, America style. Also 1960, Irish poet and playwright Brendan Behan appears on Jack Parr's show and famously says, "I've never seen a situation so dismal that the police can't make it worse." Also, the diggers are back in the news, only this time 350 years later in 1966, when the modern-day version of the diggers, founded in San Francisco, start distributing free food at the Golden Gate Park. Lastly, 1990, reparation payments begin to survivors and families of the Japanese Americans taken from their homes and put into concentration camps during World War II. In the entire course of the war, 10 people would be convicted of spying for Japan, all of whom are Caucasians. That score again, folks, Caucasians 10, Asians 0. This week in Radical History for October 11th, 1910, Nicaragua, three generals and U.S. company officials form a governing junta to protect the American interests. Also on that date in 1958, the second attempt to send a rocket around the moon fails when its excessively high trajectory causes it to fall back to Earth. The U.S. space program, however, will improve under von Buren and his 126 Nazis whisked away for us. Most of the rocketeers were dedicated German Nazis whisked out of Europe to continue the work for us here in the United States. At the time of their surrender, they were working on a rocket to deliver warheads to New York City, as they had done to London with the V-2. Under Operation Paperclip, these war criminals were slipped away to the United States, kept under wraps, and referred to themselves as POPs, Prisoners of Peace, at Fort Bliss, Texas.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Arturo Contreras. On this day, October 11th in 1972, a group of Chicano teachers, students, and community activists in Seattle, Washington, entered the abandoned Beacon Hill High School building and announced their intention to stay until the city met their demands. The group peacefully occupied the school for 3 months in the middle of winter before they were finally granted the space to establish a Chicano community center. This action was triggered after the city abruptly cut funding for an adult basic education and ESL program at the local community college, leaving its students ripped of their educational resources. The community center, El Centro de la Raza, became one of the most effective Latino civil rights organizations in America. Now that's community empowerment. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Lastly, for October 11th, 1987, up to 750,000 gays, lesbians, and bisexuals and their supporters marched for civil rights in Washington. This is the second lesbian and gay march, and again generally goes underreported by the press. Now each year at this time it is celebrated as the National Coming Out Day. This week in Radical History for October 12th, 1492 in the New World, Columbus, invader, slaver, thief, murderer, liar, madman, he and his crew signals the start of the European invasion of the Americas. "We could subjugate them all," unquote. Columbus wrote at the start of the European destruction of the American continent, "There is no holiday for the tribes of the Arawaks, who lived there at the time that Columbus discovered them. In the next 25 years, all 50,000 natives had died or been shipped away as slaves." Also on October 10, 1896, Johann Most, German-American anarchist, and Emma Goldman's former mentor, denounces her at the time of the event of the New York, where she was soliciting funds for the commemoration of the execution of the Haymarket martyrs. Emma would seek him out, find him on stage, and punch him in the face.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Arturo Contreras. On this day, October 12th in 1898, the Verdun Massacre occurred when a labor conflict between the Chicago Verdun Coal Company and their unionized miners in St. Louis turned violent. The tension began after the Verdun Company backed down on their promise to enforce an 8-hour workday and a pay increase. The company then brought in hundreds of non-unionized black laborers from Alabama and locked the union workers out of the mines. As a train carrying the strike breakers arrived, shots were fired between the strikers and the armed guards, resulting in the death of many union members and a few guards. The Verdun Company then left the black laborers stranded in St. Louis with no money or shelter and gave in to the mining union's terms. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Also on this date, 1925 in Panama, 600 U.S. Marines land and take over police duties in Panama City during the strike and rent riots to, okay, all together now, say it with me, to protect the American interests. Also in 1950, the American Legion Conventions calls for the concentration camps for all U.S. communists and the atom bombing of the Soviet Union. Yeah, right, you guys first, okay? Also in 1970, Lieutenant William Calley court-martialed for the massacre of 102 civilians at My Lai during the Vietnam War. He will get his wrist slaps with 1 year of house arrest and is considered by many in the right wing to be a war hero. By the way, the original investigating officer who started the My Lai massacre cover-up, that would be then First Lieutenant Colin Paul. Also on that date in 1971 in Cuba, the CIA sponsored terrorist attacks at Boca de Sama, machine gunning the village, killing two and injuring four, one of the four, a 15-year-old girl who lost her legs as a result of gunshot wounds. God bless America. The White House Press Secretary Ronald Reagan's mouthpiece, Larry Speaks, tells the press pool in this date in 1982, quote, "You don't tell us how to stage the news, and we won't tell you how to report it," unquote. Humiliated by Bush aides describing their job as having to potty train him, VP Dan Quayle declares independence from his handlers. Quote, "Look it," he says, "I've done it their way this far, and now it's my turn. I'm my own handler. Any questions? Ask me. There's not going to be any more handler stories because I'm the handler. I'm the Dr. Spin," unquote. Deja vu all over again.
But her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. Best way to put it. To unstick them. Listening? Okay, well, she's doing a fine job.
That's why I say I, like every American I'm speaking with, we're ill about this position that we have been put in, where it is the taxpayers looking to bail out. But ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help shore up our economy. It's got to be all about jobs.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Creation to shoring up our economy and putting it back on the right track. So health care reform and reducing taxes and reining in spending has got to accompany tax reductions and tax relief for Americans. And trade, we've got to see trade as opportunity, not as a competitive, scary thing, but 1 in 5 jobs being created in the trade sector today. We've got to look at that as more opportunity. All those things under the umbrella of job creation, this bailout is a part of that.
It's doing a fine job. And to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's what it says. It's an unsticker. It's an unsticker.
Joe, but I'm dead, says Joe.
This has been This Week in Radical History, produced out of the Glee Glee Studios. Hope you've enjoyed this week's show. So until next week's This Week in Radical History, remember Joe Hill and I, Mike Cannon, are always and forever yours in the struggle.
I didn't die, says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you find Joe Hill. It's there. I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.